Our unfamiliarity with oceans belies their importance ecologically and economically, and few of us have a good grasp of what it means to live in this vast watery habitat that differs in so many ways from life on land. Before we talk about the properties of seawater, take a moment to review the properties of water. Click on the link to view a short video if you don't remember. All organisms living in seawater are surrounded by a medium that is saline. Salinity simply is defined as the total amount of dissolved material in water. On average, seawater is 96.5% water and 3.5% other stuff dissolved within it. Well, 3.5% translates to 35 parts per thousand, and these are the units normally used for salinity. Salinity varies within a fairly narrow range depending on rainfall and proximity to freshwater inputs. It's usually between 34 to 37 PSUs, practical salinity units, or PPTs, parts per thousand. As we'll see, the salinity of the ocean presents a major selective force on marine organisms. Seawater is a very dense medium compared to air, 800 times more dense to be precise. And liquid seawater is denser at higher salinities and also gets denser as it gets colder. The solutes in seawater lower its freezing point below that of pure water. So ocean water at the surface freezes around negative 1.9 degrees C.